Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Lands are an important resource for sustainable agricultural production, and the government is targeting over 8,000 hectares of land for agropark development. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Get involved this Labor Day in your community. Help create clean, safe, inspiring, and fun spaces for our children. Let's show them that we care. It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Come Jamaica, let's work together.
Register your projects now with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Call 978-7654 extension 5137 or register online at myc.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is targeting another 8,093 hectares or 20,000 acres of government land for development into agroparks over the next 5 years. The move forms part of the ministry's plans to preserve and utilize the 271,600 hectares, or 25% of Jamaica's just over 1 million hectares of land deemed suitable for agriculture. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says it will also significantly boost the 754 hectares of land developed over the last 2 years for the 9 agri-parks currently in operation.
It is bad enough that we have not managed our soil in a manner to preserve its fertility, and we are correcting this through our National Soil Health Program. But we are losing good agricultural lands at an alarming rate to other economic activities such as housing.
The minister has announced that the agricultural land utilization policy is slated to be jointly tabled in Parliament this year by the Ministries of Agriculture and Fisheries and Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change.
Let me just sound a warning. It's not going to be an easy ride to get this ministry to yield good agricultural lands for housing. While I do not have portfolio responsibilities for land development and utilization, I urge my colleague to let us collectively invoke the provisions of this act to get good, fertile, idle agricultural lands into production.
He explains that the proposal aims to create the policy environment to protect the country's arable lands, which are considered a critical resource for agricultural production.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all government pensioners who have not yet submitted their pension life certificate to do so by May 7, 2015. Pensioners are asked to ensure that the life certificate is fully completed and certified only by persons listed on the certificate as being authorized to do so. Pensioners are also asked to detach the payslips before returning the certificate.
And now for our proverb of the day.
See, I'm blind, hear and deaf.
And this means sometimes you need to give a deaf ear and turn a blind eye to things in order to not get involved. This is similar to the phrase, see no evil, hear no evil, and also means you should pay attention to your own business and not try to meddle in another person's life. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.